Time now for your comments. Our roundtable discussion on the future of environmentalism drew a number of responses. In their essay, Michael Schellenberger and Ted Nordhaus argue the environmental movement is on the decline. Carl Pope, executive director of the Sierra Club, defended the viability of environmentalism. David Lilly, who listens to Living on Earth on New Hampshire Public Radio, took Mr. Pope to task. Carl Pope, like so many liberals and like so many so-called environmentalists, wants to blame all the shortcomings of the movement on the right. Each time you do this, you insult a large group of allies and potential allies. WMRA listener Ken Betts in North Garden, Virginia, added, "Concern for the environment is not a liberal or conservative issue. It is the mark of good citizenship and stewardship for future generations, irrespective of one's politics." WAMC listener Peter Reaver writes, "Over the years, as an active environmentalist, I have listened and been dismayed at the professional fundraisers' use of hyperbole and scare tactics to further what are admittedly respectable goals. The only environmental campaigns that have proven successful over the years with the public are those that sought a positive goal, a goal that could be seen, felt, and enjoyed." Some of you also wrote about our story on the continuing battle over drilling for oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. In our report, Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski asserted that the environmental record of Alaskan oil has been stellar. But Janet McLean, who listens to KUOW in Seattle, writes, "It is well known that during that 30 years, Alaska experienced the Exxon Valdez oil spill. No one can honestly call the record stellar. You should have called the senator on her claim." Your comments on our program are always welcome. Call our listener line anytime at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. Or write us at 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144. Our email address is comments@loe.org. Once again, comments@loe.org. And you can hear our program anytime on our website, livingonearth.org. That's livingonearth.org. Coming up, fresh air for truckers and their neighbors during rest stops. Keep listening to Living on Earth.